Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, Marks. It is Wednesday, and we're back. Matt is back. I'm back. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. It's the Smart Marks Podcast. I am Jeremy. Sitting across from me is Matt. We had a little week hiatus. It was actually kind of well needed, though. I know Matt had a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, I don't know if you felt it, but the Mania hangover was kind of kicking in. There's just a lot of wrestling, a lot of stuff going on. And it, I mean, we've got a lot to talk about this week. So every now and then, it kind of works out.
It's nice to take a little week off from the show, recharge your batteries, and try to get back into it. Hit the reset button.
Keep it relevant.
We did our own bit of a superstar shakedown. No, we didn't. did we trade anybody?
Did we get anybody new? And then they traded back because they hated us.
Yeah. They're like, get them away. Keep them on their own show. Don't let them come here. We hate them. So how have you been?
I've been good, man.
Yeah,
I had a weird fucking week, but I've been great.
Yeah, if you follow Jeremy on Twitter at jvader82, you would know the adventure that he's had today.
Well, let's start, dude. Like, this week has been a fucking adventure. Let's start with Monday. Monday wasn't too bad, but I left work, and as I left work, there was this Australian guy in the store, and
hello, mate.
He was getting kind of pissed off at one of my reps. I was like, she's seasoned. She's been here a while. She can handle it. I get a phone call, and she's just, like, shutting down with this customer, I guess. Dude wanted to port his number from Virgin Mobile, so she did so. And he gave us a shit phone that wasn't compatible with our service and just started fucking screaming at this girl. And so by the time I get back up there to try to help her out, the guy's left. And he's like, use my phone to call out to me family, so I hope to God that they don't think I've had it on my bike. He just leaves on his motorbike and leaves. I'm like, okay, fuck, whatever, man. Then yesterday, my son and I are going to pick up dinner, and I always, if I have to go downtown, my store's right downtown, so I always drive by the store and make sure everything's okay. So I drive by, there's fucking two police sitting outside my store. I'm like, what is happening? And they're not, like, parked in a way that they're there to do business. They're, like, legit, like, they're there for their business, not our business. I go in, and apparently some crazy guy went in there screaming at people and threatening to hurt him and shit, so they had to fucking kick him out.
Oh, my gosh.
And then today, my Starbucks ordeal. Oh, and then Monday, on my way home, fucking guy runs a red light, T-bones a lady in front of us. So I jumped out to try to help everybody out. Four kids pile out of the back seat, none of them wearing car seats, or none of them using car seats. I was like, are you fucking serious? So it happened right in front of a Dairy Queen, so I went and I grabbed, because all four of them were real young. They were younger than my daughter. So when I grabbed ice cream cones for all four of them so they could calm down while the parents could, like, process their paperwork, nice all that stuff. The cop's, like, telling me the whole time. And he's like, dude, it's fucking awesome, bro. That was so cool. And then when I go up to work and the cops are there, same cop. And he recognizes him right away. He's like, hey. He doesn't even ask me questions. Like, I show up at this store in a T-shirt and, like, basketball shorts. I'm not in uniform at all. And I just, like, interject into the conversation. Like, what's happening? Not once has he tried to ask me, like, who I am or what's going on. Just all, hey, fucking cool of you with that ice cream, bro.
Who are you?
It's cool of you with that ice cream, bro.
Who are you and who is your daddy?
Who are you? What does your daddy do?
What does your daddy do?
And then today my Starbucks ordeal was fucking great, man. I won't even get into that. You can just go follow me on Twitter to read half that shit.
Oh, well, that's, to be honest, it wasn't Starbucks company's fault.
No, it was their manager.
It was their management. And no, but at the same time, too, which... I will attribute, I'm not sponsored by Starbucks in any way, but I do like some of their products, but I can attest to being just as frustrated as you.
That's the thing.
In multiple situations.
If there's a product that I want that's from that store, that's only a Starbucks product, I'm going to just go get it from Albertsons. Our grocery store has one. Other than that, I'm just going to drink Stellar, a local place that we have, because man,
go to Stellar, because the one in the grocery store is just as
they're not too bad. They weren't as bad as this. No, and I think that guy, like,
well,
like,
my sister went this morning and she had a horrible.
I think there. This was the whole ordeal that I posted about. I think everything that went on was all personal. because I just stole one of his best employees and she's coming to work for us and she already put in her 2-week notice.
Does her name start with the N and end with the H?
No. Dang it. Her name is Kim.
I don't know. I don't know any of the day crew.
But she gave her notice and the dude knows me because I've dealt with him at Verizon before. So yeah. I think it was all kind of... It was premeditated of sorts.
So what happened? I'm going to go into what happened.
You want to talk about this?
I'm going to go into what happened. You've ever heard the term heckling? Jeremy, I wouldn't say heckled the guy, but Jeremy went into Starbucks and he just requested good customer service.
We waited 20 minutes for our stuff, and when I called him out on it.
Which didn't happen.
I also called him out on the fact.
It did not warrant what would happen later.
I also called the guy out. For his employees being arguing with each other in front of us. Dude, we took my daughter on her 6th birthday. She wanted a goddamn unicorn frap so bad. So we took her to get one on her 6th. Today's her birthday. And
that was your first mistake.
And happy birthday for you, sir. Oh, yesterday thanks. Was Matt's birthday.
Yeah, so. It was.
But so we showed up. We order everything. Luckily, her and my son get their stuff really
quick.
I'm
not texting, guys. I am literally editing... Our show's art.
He's texting the show. Don't fucking listen. He's not interested.
I want to get it done before.
He's playing video games in the middle of this. Right. but yeah, totally. Their stuff came out. My wife's stuff did not.
What am I doing?
And I called him out on it. But the whole time they're arguing like behind the counter about what they're out of and who took what. And
oh my gosh.
The stuff that was taken to the drive instead of taken to the counter.
An ordeal in itself. What are they always out of?
And so I like called it to the guy's attention. I'm like, not only are we missing this stuff, man, but I had to sit here and listen to all your employees arguing with each other. And that's bullshit. I shouldn't have to do that.
Exactly.
And being a bit of a smart ass that I am, I tell the guy, I'm like, you know what? If it was me and I was a manager, because I'm in customer service too, every one of these employees would be reprimanded, if not fired. For their actions and the way they talked. And he's like, oh, you're going to tell me I need to fire everybody? I was like, that might be a little extreme, but something needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I see another customer of mine, and he's asking me about the Samsung Galaxy S8 coming out. So I start talking to him about the whole thing, when he can come in, when I can set him an appointment. The manager interrupts and hands me gift cards and walks me to the door like he's throwing me out. And I shook his hand. I was like, dude, like, you don't have to give me this stuff. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but you don't have to give me anything free. All I want is good customer service. When I go into places, I don't ask for stuff for free. I just want to be acknowledged that I'm pissed off and someone to actually truly give a shit that they're going to fix that situation. And so I'm telling the guy, I'm like, you know, maybe I was a little overbearing. I apologize if I was. I said, but, you know. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to make it a point to come to your place and have a bad experience and throw a fit and tell you to fire everybody. And I was like, for real, man? I was like, you're going to be a smart ass about this situation? I was like, all right. And I asked him, I was like, what's your district manager's name? And he started telling me, I was like, you know what? I don't even need that. I was like, I'll handle this. And I'm already on Twitter as I'm telling him this. I'm like, okay, that's cool, man. We drive uptown to a car wash. And by the time I get to that car wash, my assistant manager, the store is calling me saying that he's in my store wanting my phone number, demanding my phone number. The motherfucker sought me out. Like, I totally wanted to go back and just start a fucking grudge match there in the store. We have folding chairs. It's fucking possible. It can go down.
They finally hit you with a chair.
After pulling a Kevin Smith and just going on fucking Twitter rant over and over and over, they finally reached out to me, and there's no resolution. I'm not expecting a resolution.
No,
I don't want anything free. I just want acknowledgement that this dude fucked up. I want them to just say that he fucked up.
This is their deal, is that they... Not even the main Twitter handle will contact you. It's always like the help one.
Yeah, that's who did.
And then they always tell you, oh, email your da 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 da, and which you did. I'm glad you did, and I hope.
Oh, I did.
I hope that you guys get some sort of compensation.
I don't even care. Like, I just want someone to acknowledge that he screwed up.
Oh, no. So what needs to happen at this particular store is there needs to be a full-on inspection on what's going on at all times.
Yeah, because that place is shit.
Because... It is absolutely atrocious what happens.
And there's more. Like, I could go on in this story for a long time, but, you know, we got a show to do.
Shout out to the night crew. They always got their shit together.
And the morning crew, from what I understand, is pretty good. It's just that afternoon crew like that where the changing of the guard.
This is what I felt like. It was the first day of the Unicorn Frappuccino. Everybody was a little stressed out for one thing already. My wife goes there plenty of times in the morning, and they're constantly out of something. Something is always out.
By this wasn't even the first day. This was her third fucking day.
She goes like at 8:15, 8:30, if that. So it's not even that early. Starbucks opens at 4:30 in the morning. That's not even the busy time. I passed by at lunch, and the line was out of the drive-thru.
You know what the worst part of this whole thing was? Is my wife, I told her, I said, go ahead and get the kids and go
support
out.
Local business, guys. And
that's the moral.
The moral of this oral story.
But as I started to walk out, I was like, ah, fuck, my wife grabbed my tea. And I get in the car, no fucking tea. And she's all, we'll go back and get it. You paid for it. I was like, fuck that. I'm not going back in there. For that
never
thing.
Going back in there.
I'm like, he gave me $12. And she goes, well, that's because I had ordered separate.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want anything. And then I thought better of it. I was like, I could go for a tea.
Yeah.
And so we ordered separate. And she's like, I told her, I was like, it's not a big deal. He gave me gift cards. If I wanted another one, I've basically been compensated for that tea. She goes, well, how much did he give you? I was like, $12. And she goes, my fucking whole order was $16. She's like, what the fuck? He didn't even give you enough to cover the order. Like, what a dickhead. It's just, it was, I shook my head so much, so much, so much.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. That to me is, yeah, it's absurd. A little crazy.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Who knows where you go from this?
Right, yeah.
But, like, no, that's a great story. I think it would have been impossible, I think, to do the show without talking about it, because it is... At the beginning of the show, we always talk about what goes on in our personal lives, and that is so good to not share. I was this close to sharing all of those tweets on the Smart Marks Podcast Twitter, and I was just like, no, I should not.
I was so close to just being a dick and telling them, like, if you guys don't fucking answer me, I have a podcast, motherfucker.
They were already having issues as it was, because my wife had already tweeted before, like, hey, you guys don't have this ever in stock.
Yeah.
And so I'd already liked and retweeted it, and then I saw it pop up on my notifications, and I go, wait, was that my wife's tweet or my podcast wife's tweet?
No, it was your work wife.
And I'm like, no, that's Jeremy. What's going on? I was like, nah. I was like, it's one thing with her, with my wife, and I was like, if it's happening to somebody else, then something is definitely going on.
Well, it was going off like,
I can only imagine how many other people.
My phone kept going off for every time that you liked and retweeted it.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, are they messaging you? I was like, no, Matt's having a field day. Matt's loving every bit of this.
Work was a little slow today. So,
I'm glad you had time.
I was reading it on my desktop, and I was like, this is good. This is awesome. Thank you, Jeremy.
And yeah. I
get stuck there. I know it was before lunch, but I get stuck, and have to take
it. It's shitty. Don't get me wrong. It's a chicken shit way of doing things.
Yeah.
But if I've learned anything I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan. I listen to all of his podcasts, as I've said on here multiple times. The whole Southwest ordeal with him when he got kicked off the flight, he literally sat there and tweeted directly to Southwest until a manager ran up to him and said, Mr. Smith, put your phone down. We'll fix it. Stop tweeting.
This is our present day write a letter to the company.
Yeah, it really is
because
it's more immediate.
It's more immediate and it's direct. And there's a lot of times where people don't want to write a letter.
And you know
what?
They can't
write a letter. Not everybody has pen and paper.
Because my gentleman from Monday night was extremely rude. He was extremely terrible to my rep.
Staff, yeah.
And I received a letter from him in the end. Was it kind of justified? No, not at all. But he had that outlet, and I applaud him for using that outlet. Yeah. Because if you do have a grievance, no matter if you're justified or not, that outlet's there. You should use it.
Exactly. That's what it's for. That's why they have the Starbucks help
Twitter. It could be worse. I could be starting a petition to get Braun Strowman off the air.
I don't think anybody wants to do that.
Have you not seen that?
Are you serious?
There's legit, after he fucking destroyed Roman Reigns, there's a petition started to get him removed from WWE television because of the violent nature of how he beat Roman Reigns up. There was apparently kids in the audience.
That's we didn't get to cover, but last week Roman Reigns got absolutely destroyed. But this is what used to happen.
I'm going to beat you up so bad I go visit you at the hospital and mark it on my places I pooped at.
Braun Strowman.
That's the only thing I can think of when I think of Braun Strowman is his places I've pooped at. If you've not listened to any of Jericho's podcasts, when they had Braun Strowman on there, there's an app called Places I've Pooped that he drops a pin every place he's ever taken a poop.
Have you ever used that app?
I'm kind of tempted to.
It's an old app.
I want to.
And it logs in with your old Google account.
My places I've pooped
at. So if I used to use it, and I could probably log, if I downloaded and see it, I could probably pull up my old poop profile.
I'm going to start working on my Braun Strowman. Oh, Places I've Pooped.
Did you see
Undertaker, Roman Reigns? It's the place that I pooped at. Watch me flip this ambulance and poop on it.
You remember Rhino's reaction when he saw Braun Strowman walk by him?
I don't.
is that he threw all his crackers and cheese in the
air? Oh, yeah. I do, yeah. So, you know what happens when you start a petition? against Braun Strowman. You know how WWE responds to that? Giving the motherfucker merch.
Yeah. This is an official WWE picture of Matt Hardy right now.
Yeah.
That is definitely the broken character.
That's broken as shit, man.
And he tweeted, this was 8 hours ago, and I just saw this, and he wrote, oh, shit, come on. The WWE has been incredibly great to Nero and I upon our return.
He said Nero?
Nero. Okay. They have taken such good care of us and have been generous to our family time.
Did you watch him on Raw this week? He was actually on the mic, and it was a little more V1, but he had said...
Tremendous.
He said delightful. He said certain things, you know, that left him broken. And apparently they said that they're very close to pulling the trigger on the broken story and the broken characters.
It's hilarious. Somebody took an old Hardy Boys book.
Oh, God, send that to me.
It's great.
But they're very close to pulling the trigger on the broken characters, and they've got almost got everything sorted out, and that they're going to slowly edge into it. It's not going to be like a light switch, but they're just... That's why we've seen hints of the broken character. Yeah. And apparently in house shows, he does it more than he does on television. But, you know, I forgot Michael PSAs used to be the manager for the Hardys.
Yeah.
Because he's claiming that he created the House of Horrors match.
Terry Reynolds.
And he said that he had created the House of Horrors match, and it was supposed to be a match between the Brood and the Hardys that never came to fruition.
Oh, okay.
And then now that's what they're using for Bray. So what the fuck is happening with Bray Wyatt? He's on both brands now, I guess?
Well, he gets a chance. So the theory is loser goes to Raw, basically. Yeah. And so if Bray's to win, he goes back to SmackDown and Randy actually gets to move to Raw.
Right.
And if, I guess, but if he doesn't, if same he remains on Kevin Raw, same with Kevin Owens and Jericho, same setup there. But if, I guess Bray remains on Raw, then he gets to feud with Finn Balor afterwards. I guess that's what we're going with this.
I guess, man. Like, I'm okay with that, but we didn't really get much to come of the him and Balor stuff this week.
No, nothing. Yeah, I was really surprised there wasn't a follow-up.
Did Balor look kind of pissed in the ring to you? Like, he just did not look happy to be in the ring.
He probably still wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, he got a concussion thanks to Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, Jinder Mahal, the new...
with a fucking...
Well, that's what you do. That's what you do. You injure people... and you get named number one contender.
But I dig it.
Seth did it. Injured Cena, number one contender, champion.
Yep.
Eventually. He didn't win the first time, but he got it.
You know, I don't watch SmackDown until Wednesdays normally.
Mm-hmm.
I got to watch
SmackDown the day of, which was fun.
I normally take Wednesdays off, so I wait and watch it on Wednesdays and give my wife a little bit of a break, so I'll watch it without her. So all she watches is Raw unless she chooses to watch SmackDown. But I watched SmackDown today. And I got the notification of Jinder Mahal winning the number one contenders match. And my first reaction is like, you're fucking kidding me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I watch it, and I like what they did with the Bollywood Boys. That there's a quasi-stable or the beginnings of a stable starting
I'm
there.
Digging this faction.
I like it a lot.
It's cool. This is an old school like stable that I can get behind.
And I like kind
of... It's not just a random collection of dudes from like different...
No,
like,
it makes sense.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, a couple Punjabi playboys... getting together. Let's
throw them together. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Khali's coming back? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be the manager. You remember when Jinder Mahal first showed up and he tried to control the great Khali?
Yes.
Yeah. It was so close. He was like, I don't know what they did. I think they just had the great Khali break too early on that. But, I think that kind of just messed up Jinder's run from that point on. But
I agree. I concur.
Yeah. I concur, sir.
I concur, sir.
I concur.
I concur.
So, yeah, man, it's been a good week. It's been a good week of wrestling. Drew McIntyre returned last week officially on NXT TV.
Yep.
And
he's got a match against Andrade Cien Almas. Yeah. Believe that. God.
Mm.
And then I didn't get to see it, but tonight we got Ty Dillinger and Eric Young in a cage match.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We did get that. Mm-hmm. I did not get to watch that yet. I was setting up the show.
We were at dinner.
You were at dinner?
Yeah.
Would you guys take the girl, the little birthday girl, for her birthday dinner? That's what you do on your birthday.
Fucking McDonald's.
That's what she wanted was McDonald's?
Like, we offered her everything in the world. We're like, you know, she's just developed a love for shrimp. So we're like, Red Lobster. You want to go to Red Lobster? And she's like, nah. Applebee's is like her favorite place on earth. You want to go to Applebee's? Nah. I want McDonald's. I want to go play in the play area. And we even threw her an offer out there. We're like, what? Well... if we go to anywhere else, we could go to the park before or after. She's like, nah, I just want to go to McDonald's. So her and Jordan ate, and we ordered Applebee's takeout just because we didn't want to have McDonald's.
You're like, I'm not doing I'm not doing that.
No, it was terrible. I mean, not that Applebee's is any better. It's owned by the same company. So yeah. Take that mic shot.
It's a boomerang.
Sounds terrible.
Work.
That mic shot.
I got to stay on top of the social media. That's what I do.
The fuck is boomerang?
Boomerang is like this little GIF program inside of Instagram. So it's a really short GIF.
And shout out to all of our Instagram followers. Because we are how many away now?
Oh, I got to check, man.
We're coming dangerously close to 500 Instagram followers. So we appreciate every one of you.
Yesterday I tweeted you.
Spread the word. You said 30.
I messaged you yesterday saying that we were 30 away. We were 27 away.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Send it to your friends.
It's been awesome. Yeah. If you guys haven't followed us on Instagram yet, follow us because I'm trying to share pictures every day just of good, like funny stuff, like caption this, do this. And I share stuff from the show, just kind of like short highlights. And it's not just about WWE. I like the Instagram a lot because I get to like share a lot of the indie stuff that we don't really get to talk about that I'm big fans of.
So, how about here's what we do on that? We hit 500 listeners. We will give away two Smart Marks t-shirts.
Okay. I'm done with that.
Randomly selected. Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Out of our 500 followers, we'll pick two. We'll send you a message.
He had to been within the United States.
Yeah.
Ran into this issue a long time ago.
Yeah, with the stickers. Yeah. So within the United States. Sorry about that, guys.
Guys.
Sorry about that, guys.
Maybe Canada.
Okay. How do you like in Kevin Owens as the face of the United States of America?
Love it.
I love his, like, he's cleaned himself up. He's coming out there in a suit.
Well,
love the intro this week with his face on the ramp.
He got the scruff a little bit. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
That was very, like, I'm like a politician kind of S type deal.
So cool.
Yeah.
And I love him coming out there speaking French.
Yeah, I love.
Oh, it's so good.
I love that he's going full blown. I'm Canadian and I'm.
We've always said that that's what we love the most about the U.S. title is having a foreigner hold it.
Yeah.
It just was always better that way. And yeah, this is great. I love it. I hope he stays on SmackDown. I really do.
He will.
I'm pretty sure he will.
I don't see I'm sorry. I'm pulling up to Twitch. I don't see Jericho winning because he's going to take time off.
Apparently Bray's pissed off over this whole situation.
Bray is frustrated.
Because he was supposed to have a long feud with Randy Orton through the summer. And they pulled that. And then now they're putting him on Raw and they don't really know what they're doing with him on Raw. He just feels like they keep putting him in these storylines that are extremely short and they drop right away. Which... he's not wrong on at all. And he could be pushed to be a monster heel, and they're just not doing that right now.
He gets crapped on.
It's not good.
It's not good.
And AJ's turning face, I guess?
I don't know what's going on with AJ Styles.
Kind of quasi, like he's in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm liking what's going on, though.
They're teasing Styles versus Nakamura for next year's Mania.
Yeah.
And I've read a lot of rumors about it. It's pretty... So two really cool things supposedly happened. Oh, yeah, you called it. Two really awesome things supposedly happened this week.
What's that?
Did you see the president of AAA Wrestling?
United States? Oh. I was going to say, did you see Donald Trump throw that kid's hat into the crowd?
Yes.
After he signed it, and he was just like, fuck you!
That was a heel move. Yeah. That was so fucking
heel. Donald Trump. Back again.
Would have been great if he just
never left in the first place. Yeah,
he did it. Threw it.
Break it down.
We need that sound bite. Break it down. So bad. We need that sound bite so fucking bad.
Yeah. Well, that's wrestling related because he is a Hall of Famer. So
it is wrestling related. I see what you did there.
I have to throw that up.
Hall
of Famer President Donald Trump.
Hall of Famer President Donald WWE Hall of Famer
Trump. Isn't does he have a son named Donald Trump Jr.?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
DJJ.
DJJ.
Or DTJ.
How about DJZ? Poor guy.
Oh, poor guy fucking got his insides exploded.
I don't think we even talked about this on the show.
No, we didn't get to. So DJZ was working a match in Mexico.
And Mexico.
Did he take a swanton or did he hit a swanton?
He hit something.
Oh, 450. He hit a 450, landed, won the match, and collapsed backstage and was holding his stomach in his side and... they said he got pale, started throwing up uncontrollably. Come to find out that his colon was it his colon or his intestine?
I think it was an intestine rupture.
It was something crazy.
Yeah.
Exploded, ruptured, and
poor guy.
Then he did emergency surgery, and they said it was pretty bad for him. Took him hours to get everything signed away for waivers before he could have the surgery. But no, what I was saying. So AAA, the president of AAA Wrestling, announced this week that they have put together a deal with Impact Wrestling. So we will now see Lucha Underground stars on Impact and vice versa.
Oh, sweet. That's smart.
Yes, because you got to do something right now to bring some sort of attention to Impact. So that's a really smart move. I think I saved a part of this.
Real smart. And super duper smart.
I mean,
it makes sense because that's a good time. You have these Lucha Underground stars show up when Lucha Underground's not on the air. And it just kind of keeps them on there. Lucha Underground probably won't. Well, when are they coming back? Who knows? Summer?
It says the approach with Impact. I think so, yeah. The approach with Impact was thanks to the return of Jeff Jarrett, whom has worked with
a lot of
star times in the past.
Yeah.
This will begin on the anniversary of Impact Wrestling on July 2nd. It'll be the first time we'll see AAA talent within an event of them. We worked with Jeff Jarrett for 15 years. It was a very positive relationship. We have had a call a couple months ago so we could work together. We did a lot of chemistry. A lot of this is all translation from Spanish, so it's a little garbled. But yeah, they totally announced that Lucha Underground is now going to be partnered with Impact Wrestling.
Yo tengo dinero.
So they can sit in. Mainly from what it sounds like, we're going to see.
In AAA.
AAA.
In Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling.
In Americano.
Clorox. Bleach.
Cinco.
Yeah, we're going to get Lucha stars on. It sounds like the majority of it's going to be Lucha guys on Impact and not so much Impact on Lucha.
Well, I'm fine with that.
Which is perfect, right? Unless you get a couple, like...
What about the possibility of seeing Pentagon Jr. in the Impact Zone?
Cero. Miero.
Yeah, I am down with that.
What if he breaks Abyss's arm?
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Fuck, man. It's going to be good. Like, it's just getting some new guys to them to go against... It's definitely breathing life into Impact.
Yeah.
I think it's a good move. Also, the other big news.
Jeremy lost his virginity.
It's happened a long time ago.
Oh, my bad.
You took it, sir.
Oh, damn it.
I outed you on here. No. Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis have reportedly signed with WWE and will be debuting on the SmackDown brand.
On the SmackDown brand. And who do you think they'll be feuding against?
I don't know. It's kind of weird having Miz on Raw because that would have been a perfect feud.
I think they feud against John Cena and Nikki Bella.
You think they go against John Cena and Bella?
No.
I don't know.
So speaking of SmackDown and people who just joined SmackDown, what's up with Lana?
Lana's like a stripper now.
She's a stripper now?
Yeah. It's fucking Lana going down. Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm mad about it.
Now coming to the ring, representing Spearmint Rhino is Ooh. Lana. Get those dollar bills ready.
I have been to that place. That is a name I am familiar with. Thank you, Las Vegas.
Thank you, Vegas.
Yeah.
I hope if she is a stripper that instead of a ring announcer,
this is how long ago I was there. Featured dancers, Charlotte Styles and Britney Sky.
Who was the security guard there? Was it Glenn Gilberti?
No. It was a big...
You know who Glenn Gilberti is, right? Disco fucking Inferno?
No, it was not him.
He was a bouncer at Spearmint Rhino for a while.
I would have known that was him.
Yeah.
Hey,
I saw you get a tortilla thrown in your face.
Of all people, if I would have saw him be a bouncer there, I would have marked out more for him than the porn stars.
Everyone's watching porn stars, and you're like, hey, can I get your autograph?
Disco!
I watched you in Ready to Rumble.
Disco!
Disco Inferno.
Sign my penis when I get a boner when I walk in there.
Remember when you were the fake stink?
his stunner was called the Chart Buster?
Something like that, right? Yeah. The Chart Buster.
Yeah, good times. No, yeah, that was... Yeah.
But what if she is a stripper? And
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't Shyla Styles. Shyla something else. I don't know.
Anyways.
The View?
But if she is a stripper character, we have to replace... Our ring announcer.
It was before
with
she hit
a stripper,
all
a strip club DJ. Hard. So you got to get that, ladies and gentlemen. Get those dollar bills ready. It's Lana coming to stage one.
Just get Stan Lee to do
stage
it.
Stage one. Get those dollar bills ready, gentlemen.
Stan Lee did a pretty
buffet
good job.
Buffet will be coming down in 35 minutes.
Get those dollar bills are ready. $6.
All right, guys. It is happy hour. Beers are now $2.50. $2.50 beers. Make sure to tip your waitress.
The stripper's a one boob is coming out.
I'd totally be a fucking strip club
beer.
DJ
beer goes cheaper when the strippers with more bullet wounds come out.
All right, everybody. Here's Duran Duran.
Coming up next, we have C-section Mary. Count how many she's had.
All right, guys. Get those dollar bills ready. It is creamy Clarissa.
Oh!
There's a story behind that. We actually we sent out text messages to customers to invite them back in, and someone replied back to one of the text messages, but they had a signature on it, and the signature was Creamy Clarissa.
That's hilarious.
So it's been an in joke that's gone around for a while.
Yeah, Creamy Melissa.
Creamy Clarissa.
Clarissa.
Creamy Clarissa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get those dollar bills. Get them ready for the stage. Get the gravy moppers ready because it is Creamy Clarissa.
Funny story about my first time I ever went to a strip club. It was in Albuquerque, and we went with one of my people that went was our guy we had lunch with on Monday,
Joe.
And there was this one stripper there, and Joe was like legit in love with her. Like, he just giving her all the money he could have when he was 18 years old, and like getting like lap dances and doing all these things. And then so the next day we're all a little hungover, and you know, because yeah, that's what we do. And so we're headed to the mall in Albuquerque, and then pulling up next to us in the car is the stripper Joe spent all the money on the night before. And we're all like, Joe, she's gonna spend all your money, bro. So it was good times.
We went to a strip club in Albuquerque, and this was 2002.
You mentioned Spearmint Rhino.
2003. Well, this brings you back to wrestling. We had gone and watched a wrestling event there. It was a SmackDown Live show in Albuquerque, and it was actually live.
Did you go to Fantasy World?
I think so. I can't remember where we went, but I know it was intentionally. It was not for the girls. It was intentionally like, bro, what if some of the guys go to the strip club after this?
Yeah, and then you come to figure out that no, a lot of them probably just go home.
We didn't know that they traveled afterwards. Like, yeah. I didn't know the business like I do now. You know,
they literally just like
they just give pack up and go home.
They're like, go to McDonald's.
Like, who the fuck is gonna want to see strippers in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yeah,
but as a kid, I was only like 19. Like, bro, booking strippers, bro. They're gonna go watch all the strippers. We're gonna go see John Cena and Rikishi.
Rikishi, I buy because he did do an appearance. Didn't with he recently did like an appearance with Alexa Texas.
Yeah, it happened in like Tennessee or something like that. Yeah,
I shared it a long time ago.
Louisiana,
on the Tumblr,
somewhere like that.
I think.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, but totally. I was asking earlier what happens when Braun Strowman gets a petition against him. How does WWE reward him?
Dude gets
merch.
Yep.
He's got his first t-shirt, and it's fucking cool as shit. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's so cool. I'll have to post it on the page.
You mentioned Rikishi, and part of Rikishi's family sadly passed away earlier in the week. Roman Reigns' brother, older brother, Matt Inouye. You knew him better as Rosie.
Rosie from 3 Minute
Rosie
Warning.
And Jamal from 3 Minute Warning. And you also knew him as he was a superhero in training with Hurricane Helms. Yep. And
absolutely. Stacey after Hibler. Jamal split off to become Umaga.
Yeah. And Umaga sadly passed away too. Yep. And jeez, man.
Rosie, like, I just watched Rosie on a video on Facebook Live like last week.
He was not that old.
No, and he was begging, like, he seemed okay, like kind of healthy. I mean, he definitely was overweight, but he always has been. But he was begging fans to give Roman Reigns a chance.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how everyone was hating him after Undertaker Mania and stuff like that. And he was flat out begging, like, people. He's like, dude, my brother puts in so much work. He loves this. Just give him a chance. Watch him, man. One of these days down the road, you're going to love this guy.
Yeah.
He's like, right now, it may not be it, but once he's ready to leave, you're going to appreciate everything he's done.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, he seemed okay, and then we found out that he passed away.
How weird is that, right? Like, it's crazy. The mic's in the way.
I was just showing you. It says Monster Among Us, and it's just a black and white shirt. It's
like
pretty simple. It's got Braun Strowman's face on it.
Negative spacing being used wisely.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I like it.
That's nice. That's a cool shirt.
I'll tweet it out. It's a good shirt. It's on WWE Shop right now.
Yeah. Sadly, that sale just ended with like $15 t-shirts.
I know. Damn it. They never put the good ones on there anyway. It's always the ones that they want to get rid of. Young Bucks got a new shirt up.
Yeah. It's very in the style of Bailey.
Yeah.
But it's their own style too.
Colors for the New Day.
Yeah.
And New Day's coming to SmackDown.
Yep. As soon as Kofi Kingston heals up.
Yep. Are they waiting for him to heal up?
Yeah, so that's why they're keeping him off TV.
Heal up?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's legit hurt. He barely got the stitches out of his ankle.
No shit.
Yeah, he tore the shit up out of his ankle by the Revival in that beatdown.
Yeah, and Turnabout's fair play, apparently, because...
Yeah, that sucks for the Revival, but I do like it because...
Dash Wilder's out for a while
now. I don't like the fact that he's hurt. He got a broken jaw. But they come up, they kill the New Day, send them to SmackDown. And they get injured, keep them off TV for a while.
Yeah.
Dawson's, I think, slated to return. Say
yeah.
Yeah, it's just like not to hear his music. You'll probably hear the other guy probably at house
Go
shows.
Hard.
Dash Wilder, right?
Yeah. No, Scott Dawson.
Dawson's the one that didn't get hurt. Dash Wilder got hurt. So that's a bummer, man.
Yeah, speaking of house shows, I guess Eric Rowan is trying out a slightly different gimmick. Yeah.
Clown gimmick.
So he's got, I kind of digging his mask, like that dark mask with the hoses and stuff on it on SmackDown.
The hoses are just like longer horns.
No, there's like a hose coming out of the mouth or something around the side. But it almost looks like a gas mask. But he's doing, it's a white sheet mask with clown paint on it. And he's walking out holding balloons. Yeah.
That's scary.
It's kind of creepy.
That's a little scary.
But it's different. I dig it. So let's go a little bit. I mean, we recapped Mania. The one thing we didn't really get to recap any of is the Superstar Shakeup.
Marcus Midnight Rider said, these ladies dance for tips and tips alone.
These ladies dance for tips and tips alone. They got children to feed. Make sure you get them dollar bills ready. Children to feed and stilettos to buy.
Lucy's coming up on the stage.
That's so great. These ladies work for tips and tips alone. Don't give them just the tip.
Ah, we are now on Discord. that's what I was reading from chat.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, hilarious. Good times.
So let's break down the Superstar Shakeup a little bit. So
if you can remember.
We got Alexa Bliss.
Bliss and Mickie James.
Yep.
In the female division.
We got Rhino and Heath Slater on Raw.
I like it.
It's funny because they were teasing former tag team champs, and it was them. we got Apollo Crews on Raw. Which hopefully we'll see some more out of him. That's hopefully a good place for him to be. Aside from working with, what's his name?
Kurt Hawkins?
No, Titus O'Neil.
We did get Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah, Kurt Hawkins is there. Got the shit knocked out of him and then got squashed by Finn Balor this week. Which I get why Finn Balor was in that match, because you wanted to get him in and out of that ring if he supposedly had a light concussion.
Yeah, it's a funny thing is I don't think they would ever put anybody back in the ring as much as they've been.
He probably passed tests, but they still wanted to be safe.
So Raw got, first off in the night.
Break it down.
Miz and Maryse, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, Apollo Crews, Kalisto, Heath Slater, and Rhino, and Kurt Hawkins to round out Raw. SmackDown ended up getting Charlotte Flair, The New Day, Rusev, Lana separately. Interesting. They got Sami Zayn. They got the Shining Stars, who are not being called the Shining Stars anymore.
They're the Colognes now. I was going to bring that up.
Just the Colognes, yeah. And
same music, same look.
They got a big win over American Alpha. That was awesome.
It's weird that they're talking about them like they're a new tag team, too.
Yeah. They got SmackDown got Sin Cara, so they traded the Luchadors back and forth.
Which was dumb, because you would figure you would want both those guys in the
And how dumb was it that they had announced that Sin Cara would be competing in the Cruiserweight division, and he never had him compete in the Cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
Went nowhere. Jinder Mahal obviously went to SmackDown, new number one contender, in a great six-pack challenge. That was awesome.
Charlotte, if you didn't mention
that. Yeah. Charlotte was first, and Tamina to round out the bunch.
I loved that. This lady, and they talk about her pedigree, and it's Tamina instead of Charlotte. That was so good.
When they were about to announce Charlotte, before Charlotte came out, the crowd was heavily chanting, "We want Sasha."
So,
and I almost thought, I was for sure Sasha was going to end up there.
I thought so too.
So I was really surprised. But hey, Alexa Bliss, number one contender for the women's on Raw Championship. Charlotte earns her title shot this week as well. So that's going to be awesome to see Charlotte versus Naomi next week.
So Kurt Angle's racist.
Oh, apparently?
Yeah. So they book him as general manager of Raw.
Yeah.
He deports Kevin Owens, deports Sami Zayn, deports Jinder Mahal, deports Rusev and Lana and Sin Cara. All to SmackDown.
Oh, he did get rid of him, huh?
Yeah.
That is funny.
I saw somebody shared this picture of him, said he after he signed his GM, he went on a deportation spree and used his deportation forces to send them all to SmackDown.
That's hilarious.
So that's pretty good. I like that.
That's great.
I'm trying to see. Did you see this? I think I sent this to you. It was back and forth between Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman.
Yes. Did they delete those tweets?
I think they did, yeah.
Ah.
So, bro, you left your Wi-Fi or left your location on. Reigns said, "Are you serious, FML?" Where Braun Strowman replied, "I'm not done with you yet. I'm on my way.
I'm not done with you yet.
I'm going to use the location on your phone for the places I pooped at."
Oh, the Braun Strowman. Good times.
Braun Strowman. We got any questions this week, sir?
We got one question in this week from our good friend Joe, and it's so good that I didn't ask for any more other questions. Joe wanted to know from both Randy Savage and Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, and Dusty.
Why do the Smart Marks hate the idea of Goldberg being WWE Universal Champion so much? Nah, I mean, it's over now, obviously, but... who are we going to ask first? Should we ask Dusty first?
We always give Macho top billing. Yeah.
Let's bring in Dusty first.
Yeah, let's bring in Dusty first.
Summoning Dusty my magic, my black magic.
Oh, hello, baby.
Oh, Dusty baby. Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes in the house, everybody.
Flew on down, man. I'm still worn out from that WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend this weekend, Dusty.
A hell of a weekend.
Did you get to watch Cody Rhodes battle Jay Lethal in that Texas Bowl?
Oh, I watched that, baby. And I also watched that son of mine, Cody Rhodes, say, fuck the Revival.
Fuck the Revival. What do you think about that?
Revival and my boys. They're more my sons than that androgynous son of a bitch Dustin was. I'm just kidding. I'm just joshing you, baby.
How do you feel about Braun destroying your son, Goldust?
Yeah, Braun Strowman, man, he's a big beast. I wouldn't mess with
and
him.
And he broke the ring. He broke that ring, baby.
You know how many people worked so hard to put that together, but you know how many people he helped? Because they didn't have to They didn't have to put the wrenches to the ring, baby. They didn't have to tear it down.
I guess no dark match.
Oh, no, baby. There's a street fight dark match.
Oh, was it?
No, I have no clue, baby.
You don't read the dirt sheets up there?
We don't get dirt sheets.
All right, that's
the... Dirt sheets are for people in hell. Like that son of a bitch, Dave Meltzer.
Dave Meltzer isn't even
dead
yet.
He's a son of a bitch, though. He's already in the ninth level of hell. He's an apostle of the devil of Satan himself.
That's probably right. You're probably right about that. All right, Joe wants to know, what do you think about Bill Goldberg?
That son of a bitch, Joe. That son of a bitch, Bill Goldberg. Never was a fan of him. He's a Jew, you know?
Well, yeah, wow. Wow, Dusty. Well, you were there.
With a name like Goldberg, I'm telling you.
You were there.
I asked him one time to do my taxes.
Well, did you ask him back in WCW? Did you ask him back in WWE?
I asked him in WCW, but he was running too long. But I'll tell you what I do take solace in, baby. Is knowing that my girl Oscar is gonna break that streak of his.
Oh, you think so?
I think that Oscar
didn't
baby,
she already break it?
That sexy Oscar.
Oh yeah,
she gonna break that streak.
I didn't know you had a thing for the Asians.
Oh man, I don't see many Asians. Most of the women I saw in Deep South and WCCW, all my days back in the touring in the territories, they all had missing teeth.
I was about
baby.
To say, what was the max number of teeth you saw in a woman's mouth back in that day?
Sometimes six.
Sometimes six if she was lucky enough.
Yeah, that Bill Goldberg, man, he don't need no title, man.
No.
No, I don't want to see no title.
Did you like
him or that big son of a bitch Brock Lesnar?
Did you? Well, we haven't even seen Brock since he won the title.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly, baby.
Ugh. Let's not even talk about that. What did you think about Mania in general?
Oh, Mania was good, man. Yeah. I'm so glad I was not there. My polka dots all dressed up so I didn't have to walk down that... stupid
that was
ramp.
A big ass ramp.
Oh, it was long ass ramp, baby. I'd have slipped. It would've been the longest slip and slide on earth.
They should have had one for Naomi.
No shit.
I think they missed the boat on that one.
I missed the boat with that S.
You did. You've been missing the boat with that S for a long time,
Dusty.
Let's call
that bastard.
You know what? I'm
sending
you back up. Yeah, I need you to get Macho and send Macho down here for me. I need to talk to him real quick.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was fast, Macho. Yeah, how are you doing today?
Too long. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me down. Yeah.
I didn't think you. Beam me up, Scotty. I didn't think you as much of a fan for Star Trek.
Oh, Star Trek, man. Love the Star Trek. Always had a crush on that Dana Troy. Yeah. Yeah. Uhura. Yeah. Love me some Uhura.
There you go.
A little bit of Jungle Fever. Yeah.
You probably, Uhura. What was your favorite series of all the Star Treks?
Yeah. Big Next Generation fan, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fuck Voyager.
Voyager
was, terrible,
was pretty
man.
Bad.
Yeah, not
but
a
it
big
wasn't
fan
as
of the Voyager.
It wasn't as bad as Enterprise.
Yeah, Enterprise. Oh, brother.
And Scott Bakula was a bastard.
Scott Bakula, stick to the quantum leap. Yeah.
each jump may be his or next leap.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He got. I need Jeremy here to finish that. He got stuck in a leap as an ensign. Yeah, wearing that red shirt for eternity.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Okay, Macho, I'm going to ask you an important question here about somebody you worked with in the past a few times.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Bill Goldberg.
We were in the same place at the same time, the Wild West of WCW. Yeah, that Eric Bischoff. Yeah. Yeah, he's a bad dude. Piece of shit. Yeah.
Are we talking about Bischoff or are we talking about Goldberg?
No, we're talking about Bischoff.
Oh, okay. Right now, that
Goldberg,
I agree with.
Yeah. Yeah. Goldberg, yeah, man. He had all the titles I think he needed. Yeah, you need that.
And he only won the United States in the World Championship.
Yeah, that's all he ever needed, brother.
He never won the tag, did he?
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
What do you think about him? What do you think about the smart marks?
I was so busy. I was so busy in WCW trying to keep Elizabeth out of the back room. Harlem Heat was there. Yeah, those brothers got giant dongs. No. stay away from Elizabeth. Yeah.
when they're cracking, you got to send in for the man, and that was you, Macho.
Yeah, send in for the man.
So shout out to Mafia Botchamania. So do you think the Smart Marks are justified in their hate for Bill Goldberg being the Universal Champion?
Everybody should have hated Bill Goldberg being there, period, man. Yeah.
So you're saying that Matt Salgado was me. Was
not where the big boys play. Yeah, man. This is sports entertainment, not professional wrestling.
So I have finally been justified.
He's not entertaining. Keyword, entertainment.
Exactly. So there we go, guy. I have been proven right this whole time. Thank you, Macho.
Tell you had a streak about as big as Goldberg's is the yellow streak down Hulk Hogan's back. And a brown streak running down his crack. Yeah.
Sushi.
Yeah, sushi. Wasn't a fan of the sushi after sex, brother. Yeah.
I don't think anybody is on that. All right, Macho.
Banging Gorgeous George after the sushi. Yeah.
All right, Macho, you're getting out of hand. I'm sending you back. I'm sending tell Jeremy to leave Jeremy's body, please.
Am I getting possessed by these guys? What the fuck?
They're like entering inside your, I don't know where they go to, but yeah.
They come in through the sphincter. Through the sphincter, baby.
I didn't want to say it, but it's not pretty. didn't mention, I briefly mentioned it, but Braun Strowman and Big Show broke the ring this week.
Yeah. Possibly Big Show's last match.
Possibly Big Show's last match, but the true star of that match.
As the ref?
Referee John Cone.
God, he fucking ate shit so hard.
Yeah. Hero. To that, I raise my invisible glass. Jeremy, you raise yours to John Cone. You are Smart Mark. Of the week, I guess.
Smart mark of the week.
Smart marker of the week.
The spot of the week went to John
Cone. Went to John Cone. The ref.
Holy shit, when that ring collapsed.
He is the ref model in the games, right? Still?
I think so, yeah.
He used to be Charles Robinson.
When that ring collapsed, those steps went flying.
Fuck yeah, they did.
I was like, holy shit, man.
That was nuts.
I love how Braun was just pronounced the winner because he could stand up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Winner by TKO, Braun Strowman.
Ladies and gentlemen, winner of this match, Braun Strowman. Get your dollar bills ready. Shove them in that beard of his.
Buffet will go on at 10:30 and we'll be there.
Braun Strowman works for tips and only tips.
Tips alone.
Gotta support that money for places I've pooped at.
Places he's pooped at. He's gotta maintain that hairdo he's got going on, because if you remember when he first came in, it was a wild mess up
there. When he was a fucking rosebud.
Yeah.
He went from a rosebud to being the best thing on Raw.
Well, no, even after he was a rosebud, he still had like crazy
that
ass hair.
That big mess, yeah.
Yeah. It was not tamed, but I'm glad they got a good look for him.
He honestly is right now. He's probably the best thing going on Raw.
I can't believe it. I'm a big fan of Braun Strowman right now.
And
it's not because he put the beat down on Roman. And I'm a Roman Reigns fan, and I like Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And it's not because he put the beat down on him. Sorry. It's just
he's been working
his way up there. And I think you can kind of listen to us throughout the past couple weeks on the show that we're both like definitely like.
He's convincing us.
He's convincing us. And he's doing it the right way. And as far as being a big time heel, he got that great push.
I loved that moment where he was walking through the back beating the shit out of Kalisto. And Big Show just slammed him up against that wall.
Dude, that felt so real.
It was so good. And him looking at him like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
That
felt
God.
So awesome.
And I love he's organically making people like him.
Exactly. Yeah. He's being the best.
The sad thing about this, though, is I get what, and the funny thing is watching Ron, because I get what they're after. By having him beat down Roman the way he did so bad, they're trying to force him into a heel.
Yeah.
And it's not working because they were chanting for Braun Strowman so much. And I almost.
They're saying thank you one more
time.
When
did Rosie pass away? Was it Monday?
Tuesday. Yesterday.
What, was it Tuesday?
Yeah. Okay. It was right before SmackDown.
Then maybe they didn't, unless he was ill or something. Because I expected Roman to be on Raw.
Yeah,
because he was at that house show.
There was no reason for Roman not to. I mean, other than selling the injury.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think, like, Roman's not going to be on Raw. I knew Roman wasn't going to be on the Raw to sell the injury.
I didn't think he was going to be on Raw.
You throw somebody
until
off,
he was at the house show.
You throw somebody off a dock in the hospital bed. Story wise, they're going to be injured for a while.
That fucking bed lands. And then when they come back to it and Roman's on it, it's in a completely different position.
Yeah, I don't know why they just.
And then someone shut the fucking door to the ambulance.
I think
God.
Those cuts were bad.
The continuity of that was terrible.
Yeah, those cuts were real bad. But I like the idea.
I dug that whole backstage. It reminded me a lot of, remember when Kane beat the shit out of
Jim Ross?
Zack Ryder.
Remember when Kane lit Jim Ross on fire?
Yes. My God, I'm burning. Get some barbecue sauce.
Remember, like,
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Stone Cold. Remember, like, when the body would just lay in there on fire, and you just hear Jim Ross going, but the body isn't moving. It's just laying perfectly still until somebody showed up with an extinguisher. It's like, if you've ever caught yourself on fire, you're which I flailing. Have, you're flailing like a mofo because I hurt so much, and you're making it worse. So on that note,
I knew it had to be on that note.
Remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts. Well, you can follow Jeremy at jvader82. You can follow me at mateo83. Like us on Facebook. Oh man, I was doing so good. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. Just look for the Lucha Mask. Yeah. And if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Shout out to Chris and New York for being like one of our best fans ever. Can't wait for you to see what's in store in the next coming weeks. Again, that email is smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show and other podcast shows available on provengamer.com. And we get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on, mainly being able to do this show for free. So remember, you can stream, download, and rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and provengamer.com, and tune in a radio. We're on the tune in. Do it. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating, guys. Please leave us 5-star ratings on any of those platforms. That definitely helps us out with our podcast listings, how we're ranked.
The algorithms.
I looked at our iTunes. Apparently, for whatever, I don't know how it happened. It was amazing, but our pre-WrestleMania and our post-WrestleMania shows were really popular downloads. That is awesome. Super excited about that. I don't have exact numbers, but if you guys go and you look in the iTunes store on the Smart Marks, you can see on the popularity level what those episodes are doing.
Nice.
So it's amazing. You guys are amazing. And it's just cool to see our audience expanding through different platforms.
We love you guys.
Whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, or anything on Android, even on Instagram. You guys are amazing. Thanks for watching and thanks for adding us on all those platforms. You guys are why we keep doing the show. Honestly, if you know, there was like only maybe one listener and it was Alex, we might have just stopped back then. And for a long time, it just was Alex.
It was just Alex,
So leave a funny review I can read on the show, guys, and that 5-star rating. While you're there at provengamer.com, you can check out other podcasts such as Trophy Horrors, Remember the Loot, and PG Spoilers. Also, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials provided by everybody that works at provengamer.com, which is a huge list of people. I can't name them all, but they are all awesome, except for the guy who thinks he can do our show. You can go fuck yourself. Just kidding. I'm not naming names, but it's great. It's all in good fun. we had a nice work chat going on, and that was pretty fun. So check it out, primagamer.com, guys. Build the popularity of that website, and it'll just boost the popularity of everybody's show, and it'll boost up the production. It'll get Jeremy's old ass PC new life, which hopefully will happen someday soon.
I'm poor.
Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt.
I got kids.
He is Jeremy.
I'm going to start stripping.
I got one kid. And we'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out. Later.